Welcome to Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Atlanta Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting second. The third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting third. The right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hector Cruz. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Sadek. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Montefusco. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, John Montefusco. For the Atlanta Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rod Gilbreth. Batting second. The first baseman, Bob Beal. Batting third. The center fielder, Roland Office. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Burrows. Batting fifth. The catcher, Joe Nolan. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Horner. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Barry Bonnell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Darryl Chaney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jamie Easterly. Pitching for the Atlanta Braves, Jamie Easterly. And now, play ball. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a fly ball into left field. Burrows settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball four. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Horner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbreth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Beal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Madlock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gilbreth moves to second. One out. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office hits a ball on the ground for a single. Gilbreth moves to third. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Office. The throw from Sadek and he is safe. Office steals second. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gilbreth scores. There goes Office trying to get to home. Herndon throws the ball into Sadek who tags Office who's trying to score from second, for the out. It's 1-0, Braves. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Giants, 1, Braves, 1. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilbreth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Bonnell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster takes first base on ball four. Mike Sadek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LeMaster. The throw from Nolan and he is safe. LeMaster steals second. Mike Sadek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cheney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell hits a pop-up towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chaney for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves 1. The Giants will come to bat. John Montefusco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montefusco strikes out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Madlock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of office. Madlock reaches second base with a double. Darryl Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Beal scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Evans for the out. Madlock moves to third. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Beal scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clark for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Jamie Easterly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbreth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gilbreth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Beal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beal is 0 for 1 in the game. Beal hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Madlock reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Office hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McCovey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Office. McCovey reaches second base with a double. Jim Dwyer pinch runs for Willie McCovey. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Dwyer trying to get to third. Bonnell throws the ball into Horner who tags Dwyer for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon takes first base on ball 4. Cruz moves to second. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. LeMaster hits a fly ball into center field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Sadek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadek is 0-for-1 in the game. Sadek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Horner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Jim Dwyer now playing first base. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0-for-1 in the game. Burrows hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nolan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Madlock fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 0-for-1 in the game. Horner hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves 1. The Giants will come to bat. John Montefusco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montefusco is 0-for-1 in the game. Montefusco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Easterly fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Horner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Evans is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonnell hits a ball on the ground for a single. Darrell Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is 0-for-1 in the game. Chaney hits a pop-up towards the mound. Montefusco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jamie Easterly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Easterly bunts towards the mound. Montefusco fields it and throws to first for the out. Bonnell moves to second. Two outs. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbreth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gilbreth hits a pop-up towards first. Dwyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Giants. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwyer moves to second. Dave Campbell now pitching. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Herndon bunts towards the mound. Campbell fields it and throws to first for the out. Dwyer moves to third. Cruz moves to second. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. LeMaster is walked intentionally. Mike Ivey pinch hits for Mike Sadek. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 6-1. Giants. John Montefusco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montefusco is 0-for-2 in the game. Montefusco is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Madlock hits a pop-up towards third. Horner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Mark Hill now catching. Bob Beal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beal is 0-for-2 in the game. Beal hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Office hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burrows hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Giants. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nolan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Braves 2. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Bonnell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dwyer hits a fly ball into right field. Bonnell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 0-for-2 in the game. Horner hits a ball on the ground for a single. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bonnell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Horner moves to second. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is 0-for-2 in the game. Chaney hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-5, Giants. Biff Pocoroba pinch hits for Dave Campbell. Biff Pocoroba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pocoroba takes first base on ball 4. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Jerry Royster pinch runs for Biff Pocoroba. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbreth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gilbreth bunts towards the mound. Lavelle juggles the ball. That's an error on Lavelle. Royster moves to third. Bob Beal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beal is 0-for-3 in the game. Beal hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Royster tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's Giants, 6, Braves, 6. Gary Matthews pinch hits for Roland Office. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Burrows hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Braves 6. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Matthews now playing right field. Gene Garber now pitching. Barry Bonnell now playing center field. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cruz strikes out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Herndon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Herndon. The throw from Nolan and he is out, Cheney applying the tag. Two outs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. LeMaster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Braves 6. The Braves will come to bat. Dale Murphy pinch hits for Joe Nolan. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Horner bunts towards the mound. Lavelle fields it and throws to first for the out. Murphy moves to second. One out. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bonnell is walked intentionally. Darryl Cheney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cheney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Cheney strikes out. Two outs. Gene Garber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garber takes first base on ball 4. Murphy moves to third. Bonnell moves to second. Randy Moffitt now pitching. Roger Metzger now playing shortstop. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbreth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gilbreth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Murphy scores. Bonnell scores. Garber moves to second. It's 8-6, Braves. Bob Beal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beal is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Beal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garber moves to third. Gilbreth moves to second. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Garber scores. Gilbreth scores. Beal moves to second. It's 10-6, Braves. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Burrows hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 10, and the Giants 6. The Giants will come to bat. Dale Murphy now catching. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cheney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Beal scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Metzger for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Madlock hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-7, Braves. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Evans hits a ball on the ground for a single. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-9, Braves. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Dwyer hits a fly ball into left field. Burrows settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Atlanta Braves, 10, and San Francisco Giants, 9. Goodbye from Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta.